This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Rolls Oconee Historical Society. This is the final part of an article from 1944 published in the Rolls Times region when Salo's First Lutheran Church was celebrating 25 years. This part was called Organized Religious Work in the Salo Community. Pursuant to notice duly given, a meeting was called and held at Schubert's Hall in Salo on May 15, 1919, at 3 p.m., where a group of interested members of the Salo community met and organized the First Lutheran Church at Salo, Minnesota. The meeting opened with the singing of a hymn and scripture reading and prayer by Pastor James Moody. Pastor Arvid F. Horn of Warroad and H.S. Children of Strandquist were also present. Pastor Moody was elected chairman of the meeting, and Mr. A.O. Stavnas as secretary. The Augustana Synod Constitution for Congregations was adopted, and it was also voted that the congregation should belong to the Red River Valley Conference of the Augustana Synod. The congregation also incorporated. The following became charter members: Jens Brandt, H.C. Hansen and family, Alfred Hagland and family, Louis Lofquist and family, Christopher Melstrom and family, Gunnar Nelson and family, Jonas Rosin and family, A.O. Stavnas and family, Eric Wickstrom and family, and Edward Vedeen. When Pastor Moody left the Roseau Parish the following July 1st, the newly organized congregation of Salo came practically to a standstill. Pastor Horn of Warroad acted as the vice pastor, and services were held occasionally by him. He left the Warroad field on September 1, 1920. Early in 1921, student Andy M. Swanson took charge of the work at Warroad. He also came and served Salo and showed much interest in the field. Meetings were held in the schoolhouse or the hall regularly, and a new life came into the congregation. These places did not prove so satisfactory for the success of the work, so student Swanson began to urge the people toward the idea of the building of a church. At the annual meeting of the congregation on January 12, 1922, it was decided that the congregation build a church. Work was to begin in the spring. The following were elected to the building committees: Edward Vedeen, E. O. Grafstrom, J. E. Risberg, Alfred Hagland, and Edwin Wicklander. Carl E. Carlson and Alfred Hagland were elected as a committee to raise funds with a subscription list. According to the report of student Swanson at that time, things were going well. People were attending services faithfully, and several families had joined the church that fall and winter of 1921 and 1922. They consisted of Carl E. Carlson family, the Edwin Wicklander family, the J. E. Risberg family, E. O. Grafstrom family, and the Ole Funseth family. The congregation accepted the lot donated by Schubert Brothers, upon which the new church was built. The lot was valued at $150. The work of digging a full basement and putting in the cement work was done almost by donated labor. The size of the edifice is 30 by 50 feet, with an additional projection of 8 feet for the chancel, and with a tower 12 by 12 feet. The basement is 8 feet high. The contract for building the church was let to H.C. Hansen for $1,075. Much lumber was donated. Much lumber was also bought for a small price, as it was gotten in the home community. The building was stuccoed. The building was completed in the late fall, but it was not used for services until the next summer, as no furnace was installed. According to the treasurer, Edward Vedeen, the money received in 1920 for building of the church totaled $3,096.79. Of this, $904.94 was contributed by the Ladies' Aid. $646.85 came through donations, $45 in collections, and then a loan of $1,500 from the Board of Missions of the Augustana Synod. Of the donation, there were three $100 gifts, one from the Women's Missionary Society of the Red River Valley Conference, another from the Salo State Bank, and the third from the Marvin Lumber Company. It has been estimated that the total cost of the church property, including all donations, amounted to between $5,000 and $6,000. The last of the loan was paid last fall, that being 1943, thereby making the church free of debt for the 25th anniversary year. Student Andy M. Swanson left Salo in September 1922 to continue his schooling. In 1944, he was the pastor of the Augustana Church at Cheyenne, North Dakota. Much credit is due Pastor Swanson for urging and directing the building project of the First Lutheran Church of Salo. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell the story of First Lutheran Church of Salo, which celebrated 100 years this year.